Triathlon periodization is a structured training method designed to prevent performance plateaus, burnout, and overtraining. The argument is straightforward. About 70% of endurance athletes stall or burn out because their training is random and unstructured. Instead of jumping from workout to workout without direction, periodization organizes the training year into focused phases that build on one another, allowing athletes to reach peak fitness at the right time. The core idea is that elite athletes do not peak by accident. They use planned cycles of load, recovery, and progression. Periodization was developed in the 1940s by Eastern European sports scientists, who found that varying training stress produced better results than maintaining constant year-round intensity. For triathletes, this is especially useful because the sport balances three disciplines: swimming, cycling, and running, each with different demands. A typical annual plan includes several phases: a preparation phase of about 2 to 4 weeks, a base phase of about 12 weeks, a build phase of 8 to 9 weeks, a peak phase of 1 to 2 weeks, a race week, and a transition phase of 1 to 8 weeks. Each phase has a specific purpose. The base phase builds endurance, the build phase adds race-specific intensity, and the peak phase tapers the athlete toward optimal performance. The main benefits of periodization are reduced injury risk, better physical and mental energy, more balanced training across the three sports, and a higher likelihood of peaking for important races. The article emphasizes that athletes can only reach true peak fitness 2 or 3 times per year, so recovery cycles are built into the week, the month, and the season. Without these cycles, training becomes counterproductive. 4 key training variables must be managed: frequency, duration, volume, and intensity. The article claims that about 67% of triathletes get these variables wrong. In the base phase, training is usually higher in volume but lower in intensity. In the build phase, volume may stay the same or slightly decrease, while intensity increases. This shift helps improve lactate threshold and VO2 max. In the peak phase, volume is reduced sharply, but intensity remains high and sessions become shorter and more race-specific. The base phase is described as the foundation. It typically lasts about 12 weeks and uses steady-state, low-to-moderate intensity work. Its goals are to improve aerobic capacity, fat utilization, muscular endurance, and injury resilience. The article warns that even a small drop in consistency during this phase, about 2%, can undermine months of progress. The build phase usually lasts about 8 weeks and focuses on race-specific preparation. Workouts become harder and more targeted. Athletes may maintain roughly 41% to 60% of their peak training volume during this phase, while increasing intensity. This is when race-based efforts and higher intensity intervals become more common. The peak phase is the final sharpening stage, often occurring 2 to 4 weeks before a major race. Proper tapering can improve performance by 2% to 3%, and some athletes may gain up to 8%. During tapering, volume is reduced by about 41% to 60%. Frequency is often maintained, intensity stays high, and duration decreases. The article also notes that glycogen stores can increase by about 15% during proper tapering, giving athletes an extra energy reserve for race day. Creating a personalized training plan begins with assessing current fitness and setting realistic goals. Goals should follow the SMART framework: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. The article stresses that training volume should not increase by more than about 10% per week. Rapid increases are a common cause of overtraining and injury. Weekly training cycles should include recovery. A useful pattern is a 3-1 ratio of training weeks to recovery weeks. Every 4th week, volume may be reduced to about 50% to allow adaptation. Athletes should also focus extra attention on their weakest discipline. If swimming is the challenge, frequent shorter technique sessions may be more effective than fewer long sessions. Distance matters. Different triathlon formats require different training cycles. For sprint and Olympic distance races, the article recommends 16 to 20 weeks of focused training. A common structure is 6 weeks of base, 6 weeks of build, and 8 weeks of race-specific work. A weekly schedule may include three pool sessions of 1,600 to 3,000 yards, 1 to 3 hours of cycling, 50 to 101 minutes of running, and at least one brick workout from the second week onward. For 70.3 or half Ironman distance, the training commitment is larger, often 8 to 13 hours per week. A minimum of 10 weeks is possible, but 20 weeks allows better preparation. A sample structure includes 8 weeks of base, 6 weeks of build, and 6 weeks of peak. Recovery weeks every fourth week are important to prevent burnout. For full Ironman distance, preparation is more complex. The article suggests using 3 15-week training blocks. A basic structure may include 6 to 12 weeks of base, 6 to 9 weeks of build, and 1 to 3 weeks of peak or taper. Nutrition becomes especially important because fueling strategy can determine whether an athlete finishes strong or hits the wall. Newer swimmers who are strong runners should prioritize pool time while keeping running volume manageable. Technology can help track periodization, but it should not replace listening to the body. Key metrics include heart rate, power output, pace, training stress score, and recovery indicators such as morning heart rate. The article states that at least 75% to 80% of training volume should stay below 80% of maximum heart rate. Athletes should monitor chronic training load over 4 week periods, compare weekly results to a baseline, track fitness through performance management charts, analyze training stress balance, and adjust training blocks based on performance indicators. A sudden rise in morning heart rate, such as 10 beats above normal, can be a sign that the body needs easier training. The article also notes that about 67% of triathletes misinterpret their training data. Effective tracking combines objective measurements, such as power and pace, with subjective feedback, such as perceived exertion. The practical takeaways are clear. First, unstructured training is a major cause of stagnation and burnout. Second, periodization provides a logical path from endurance building to race-specific sharpening. Third, the base, build, and peak phases each have distinct roles and should not be skipped or rushed. Fourth, recovery is not optional. It is built into the plan to allow adaptation. Fifth, training volume should progress gradually, usually no more than 10% per week. Sixth, race distance determines the length and structure of the plan. Seventh, technology is useful, but it must be interpreted carefully. Eighth, the athlete's body provides critical feedback, and adjusting training when needed is part of smart periodization. In short, the article presents periodization as a performance blueprint for triathletes. By managing frequency, duration, volume, and intensity across planned phases, athletes can reduce injury risk, avoid overtraining, and peak at the right time. The final message is that consistent, structured, and distance-specific training, combined with data and self-awareness, turns scattered workouts into a purposeful path toward race day success.